post-match interview.
I do have Robbo with me. Bad luck on the game today, Robbo, and obviously to go out two straight losses in the final series. You just said to me this is our last interview. It will be for you. So you've had a fantastic stint with St Mary's, obviously, but it comes to an end. Today, that last quarter, I mean, it was anyone's game, really. And when I sat down and wrote my notes, I think it just came down to a few 50-50 contests that perhaps they won, and then some clutch marks that, you know, really ball comes to ground, can be a different scenario, but they just hung on to those marks when it mattered in the last quarter.
Yeah, it was a pretty tough grind. It was always going to be. They're obviously very desperate to play in another grand final. And I think, as you said, the one-on-one contests, that stoppage ball, clearance ball, you know, desperation, they were just better than us. And it's sort of been a bit of a theme for us during the year that, you know, when you've been where we've been for quite some time, every side hunts you. And they've hunted us for a while now, and we probably dropped games that, you know, in the past we'd find a way to win, but unfortunately today it just didn't work.
And can you pinpoint a reason for Dobson? Obviously was the leading goal kicker, and it was so damaging for you, even the two times you played during the season, you know, he kicked 4 and 6, that he sort of, his influence wasn't as great towards the latter half of the season. Was it opposition just working better and taking his influence out of the game? What was the way you were entering the forward 50? He got the ball a couple of times, but he was up really high. So did that role for him change a little bit in the back half of the season?
Did a little. I think, you know, we obviously all are aware that he's a quality player and most sides will send their best defender to him. So we had encouraged him to move up and around the ground, because if they're on top, then just standing in the goal square and hoping that the next one will be okay, that just doesn't really work. So we wanted to make sure that we would look different regularly, and that, you know, when you've got a Paddy Dowling and a Charlie Sprague, so we can always try and get a bit of a different look. But yeah, Dobbo's had some good games, but the most opposition put a fair bit of work in planning around Sam Dobson, and our inside 50 entries, certainly in the finals, just probably weren't up to speed.
Robbo, commiserations. Thanks for joining us. It's always tough, as we say, to especially in a preliminary final. But I think you hit the nail on the head. We were talking in the last quarter about lots of forward entries to the northern end of the ground, just holding up, and Harris Jennings and Tev Noffey were able to come across rather than try and run the footy in a bit more. Was that something you picked up on in the last quarter?
Yeah, look, it was certainly a theme that we... if you'd watched our game from last week to this week, we did want to put some more speed on the ball, and I think at times we did that, but unfortunately, late in the last quarter, that forward entries weren't great, and gave it back to them. And they got some pretty good. They're a bit like South Bowen, I think. It'll be an interesting game. I don't know whether we'll be seeing 15 goals kick next week, because they both defend really well. Got some intercept markers, so might look a bit like the game we watched last night.
Which you'd be happy about. That's another story. You can concentrate on that now. Anyway, that's another story. I thought Doug Bond was terrific for you across half forward on the when he went up the ground as well. And he, he's obviously fought back for some injury concerns, but showed his experience and knowledge of football this afternoon.
Yeah, he's a classic, just good footballer who knows how to find the ball. It's not like he's built well. He weighs about 65 kilos, I think, Dougie. But he was always going to get better and better as the season went on. He got, I guess in the front two-thirds of the season, his continuity wasn't high. But we've got, you know, consistent footy into him, and he played a good game again today. His finals have been pretty good.
Travis, commiserations. Just an interesting comment you made before, because off air I did say to Jason that when you're at the top for so long, it is hard each week to back up and back up and back up and keep trying to find that, I don't want to use the word desire, but to win that game of footy and to keep going each week, because you are the hunted. Do you think it's effort, or do you think it's just a mental thing?
It's certainly not effort. Like we spoke about after the game, like I feel like I've been truly blessed to coach a squad that we've got at the moment at the St Mary's Footy Club, and I'm firsthand get to see the amount of effort that they put into their preparation of football. And I don't think there's been a game this year where we would question their effort. They always bring that, and they're always hard to beat. But footy's a tough game. When you've been where this football club's been, playing in that amount of grand finals in a row, then, everyone everyone wants to beat you. There's no hiding behind that, and we've seen it when sides have beaten us. You can certainly hear the roar in the club rooms or the change rooms next to us, because it's an emotional effort for them, because they just get themselves up to beat some Marys.
There was a couple of positional changes obviously throughout the day to try and win that game of footy. Obviously Stevens went behind the ball, obviously Selwood was out, then Maishman come inside and Blood went to the outside. Did you feel he was sort of missing that conduit? We're talking about that forward entries. It was probably just that conduit to get it to Dobson that was kind of missing a little bit. There was no sort of that Sprague link up, and then McMullen had to play back. So you're probably just missing that one conduit.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's been a bit of a theme all year, Kirsch. So we've been searching for it. Our forward entries, like we assume we're quite high in terms of the volume of inside 50s we get amongst some of the better teams. But yeah, our execution or inside 50 efficiency has been something that just hasn't quite worked. And I think a part of that's our ability to keep it in the front half. We've got some KPIs that we look for in terms of our tackle pressure inside the forward 50, and we haven't hit the numbers that we hit last year, and it was probably one of the influences on the game today.
Trav, before I hand you back to Jace, I just want to personally thank you for your last couple of years while I've been involved in K-Rock. Good luck for the future. I know you even stood in for me one day while I couldn't do K-Rock, but you weren't very good at it.
Oh, so yes, probably, he was great.
It's probably not a K-Rock future for you, but I wish you all the best, mate, and thank you for your support over the last couple of years.
No worries, Kirsch. I think we should put it to the listeners for next year.
Now, there's still a bit of work to do because the twos are in the grand final next week, so still a bit of work to do for the coaching staff, and they've got a pretty good chance, albeit they're playing against Leopold, who look to be up and about, but Mez has got them going pretty well, Andrew Merriman in the twos.
Yeah, look, the seniors haven't done their haven't played their role in all of that. I think we lose four or five players out of what played last week, so I mean, there's probably blokes at the bottom part of the list who are pretty happy with that. They'll get a game of footy next week, but we won't look as, I guess, not talented, but I guess top-end talent probably won't be the same. I think they're still absolutely good enough. They had an awesome footy season. You know, this footy club's got a lot of talent that bats pretty deep. And hopefully I can come here next week, have a beer maybe, and hopefully my son will make it two grand final wins in the family. Certainly won't be me.
Are you really retiring? I can't believe this. You know, I can't believe this.
I know a lot of people can't, but I genuinely. Yeah,
no. I have seen the Bali accommodation, and can I tell you, it's very, it very, very palatial. Hey,
it's a bargain.
Listen to him; he's already doing the sales work.
I tell you what, you might be doing next Sunday. Surely heading down to Icon Park.
I will be at Icon Park. Yes,
I think there'll be a fair few of us down there next Sunday.
Yes, yep. Werribee VFL, absolutely. After Saturday's,
it's been a long time, hasn't it?
It has. 1993.
Yeah.
Any chance of coaching at Werribee?
Stuff that right up.
any chance of coaching Werribee, maybe?
Well, it's vacant. Oh,
how
it is vacant.
Oh, is it? He's off, is he?
Oh, well, we haven't got him yet.
If he wins the premiership.
Oh, okay, so there is a job. No, I'm definitely not there. I wouldn't want to push Simon Riddock out, would I?
I love how you can just go ballistic now, so you don't really care anymore. I love it.
He's a loose train on the rickety rail train.
Yeah, it hasn't quite gone to plan. I would have got a bit looser. Yeah. Anyway.
Robbo, congratulations. It's we have reconnected personally after many years away from each other, and where I'm very lucky to see Travis in most mornings. You'll be able to watch your daughter play every morning next year in netball. You will.
Yes, I will be.
I'll be able to pick you up, and we'll be able to go together.
I just hope that, you know, Geordie's probably playing at 2:10, and then I'll definitely be able to get there. Otherwise, there could be some conflict.
No, my daughter and his daughter, they won a premiership this morning too, which we were
fantastic.
Very happy about. So at two totally different clubs to what we've been involved with previously. But anyway, Robbo.
I did get a text from Asher just before that said something along the lines of, bad luck, Dad, at least you give some other teams a go.
They always put into perspective, yeah, mate. You know that.
Very encouraging.
Positive spin. Yeah.
Congratulations. It's been one hell of a ride, and you have been the best person to talk to on K-Rock Football. You're always very good with your time, and you always give us a laugh. And we wish you the best with whatever you do in football and in your future.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate that, and keep doing a great job. Thanks for your support.
Well done. The post-match interview.